Now, John, a tornado watch was issued around 11 o'clock, and only about an hour later, we had our first tornado warning go up for Duplin County. What exactly were you tracking on the radar?
We were tracking storms, and they were supercell storms that were coming from the southwest, moving from the southwest to northeast. And some of the other neighboring offices, like the Wilmington office, Raleigh office, had tornado warnings on some of these cells that were coming in. So we were prepared and monitoring the cells as they approached. We got indications of very good circulation, so we were very aware that this could be a tornado-producing storm.
From noon till the early afternoon, the supercell was moving from Duplin County through Lenoir, Greene, and Pitt counties.
Right.
And around 2:20, there were reports of downed trees and power lines coming into your office. Even
yes.
Even a report of a truck being blown off the road on Highway 70 in Lenoir County.
Right.
What were some of the other impacts with this system?
Along Highway 70, just inside the county border over into Wayne County, we saw a large billboard that was snapped at the base, and also some work barrels that the highway department had put out were blown into a field to the north, but also tree damage in that area as well. So that was just outside of our county warning area, so we can't really assess it being a tornado. It could have been because it was right along the track of the supercell thunderstorm, but that's in the Raleigh forecast area, and they would have to determine if that was indeed a tornado or straight-line winds.
John, you were out yesterday with an assessment team to survey damage and try to determine if a tornado may have touched down. What did you see, and what were you able to find out?
We had two tornadoes that were reported, and they were both in Duplin County. We had one tornado that was reported in Warsaw, or a damage in Warsaw, and we surveyed that damage yesterday. And indeed, we did determine it was a tornado. It was a fairly weak tornado, we think, a brief touchdown. It only had a path length of about a half a mile, and it was about 150 yards wide. But we estimated the winds, based on the tree damage there, to be about 80 miles an hour. So no injuries reported with that. Then we looked at another tornado that was east of Calypso in Duplin County, and it took down some power poles, and they were very large, about 10 power poles, and that could have been that the lines brought down some of them, but there were some of those power poles that were snapped. That takes some pretty strong winds. So we estimated that the wind speeds were about 100 miles an hour, and that occurred around 1:13 p.m. Based on our radar estimates. Estimate 100-mile-per-hour winds, a maximum path width of about 100 yards, and the path length was only about 300 yards. It probably started in the field, went across the road there, and then took a roof off a mobile home, a single wide, and deposited that debris to the north into a field. It was an EF1 tornado.
Before this system even impacted eastern North Carolina, it was forecasted to produce very strong tornadoes, EF1 to EF3. John, do you think we dodged a bullet?
We were very fortunate that we had no injuries or fatalities here in our county warning area, but it was a very volatile event, and it could have been a lot worse here.
Well, John, thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you, Jared. I really appreciate it.